You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Come Down from Your Hang-Up. And now here is Dr. Schultz.
Last July, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine joined forces with the Foundation on Economic Trends. Together, they filed a lawsuit. They tried to block a controversial study by the National Institute for Health. This experiment involved giving a drug called HGH to 80 young boys and girls. This drug stimulates the pituitary gland and affects the height of growing children. This drug is to be used only for medical purposes. Some parents, however, have other ideas. They would like to use the drug in order to ensure that their children, especially their boys, will be tall instead of short. Past studies seem to indicate that taller men are more successful, especially in business. For example, the University of Pittsburgh did a survey of nearly 1,500 of its graduates in the business program. They found that taller businessmen earn $600 per inch more than shorter men. Because a man is taller, he often appears more assertive and dominant. This seems also to contribute to his rise within the ranks of the company. Height, it seems, can be a great advantage. However, according to the University of Pittsburgh study, after you are over 6'3", then you begin to look like a freak. The best height for a person hoping to move quickly up the company ladder is between 5'10" and 6'2". The university study also found that overweight detracts from your paycheck. Tall women don't earn more than short women, and very few overweight women get top company jobs. And according to the study, men do not like to look up to women. In addition to this study, it is often also believed that tall men are stronger than short men. However, this is not necessarily true. It is interesting, therefore, that one of the most important stories recorded in the Bible deals with Zacchaeus, a man the Bible notes was especially short in stature. One day, Jesus was passing through the city of Jericho. Living in that city was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, and he was very rich. This man Zacchaeus learned that Jesus was going to be visiting his area soon. But the Bible points out Zacchaeus was a short man. In fact, he was so short that he could not see over the crowds. So Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowds, and he climbed up into a tree. And there Zacchaeus waited for Jesus to pass by. Now when Jesus came to the tree, Jesus looked up into the tree and said, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. Today I must stay at your house. Wow, this statement of Jesus surely surprised Zacchaeus. But according to the Bible, these same words of Jesus more than surprised the local people. It upset them. Zacchaeus was a tax collector by profession. Tax collectors were known for their dishonesty. Tax collectors were despised, or shall we say more correctly, they were hated. How is it possible, then, many people wondered, that Jesus, a righteous man, could plan to associate with and stay in the home of a tax collector, a most despised person, and a terrible sinner? Now, this Bible story of Zacchaeus does not occupy many pages, and yet this story is powerfully packed with dynamic drama. If this story were to be scripted for today's television, all viewers would surely pay close attention. Driven by the unpredictable crowd, the tension had risen. What was going to happen? Jesus, the Savior of the world, and Jesus, the one who was so often called the Righteous One, was now willingly associating himself with a man everybody knew was anything but righteous. Oh, many people expected the worst. However, when the eyes of Zacchaeus connected with the eyes of Jesus, a miracle of God began to take place. The Spirit of a gracious God was moving. In His love, God connected with the inquisitive eyes in the sin-filled heart of Zacchaeus. And through this gracious connection, Zacchaeus began to be born again from above. For if any man is in Christ, the Bible explains, he is a new creation of God. In fact, this is the only way any sinner, including you and me, today, would have any hope of ever being saved from the curse of our own sin. Oh, there are certainly times in life when things happen to people, things that are totally unexpected, and this was surely the case with Zacchaeus. This guilt-filled tax collector met Jesus. There was no discussion, and there was no hesitation. Zacchaeus instantly issued his confession of repentance. According to the Bible, Zacchaeus publicly, humbly, and openly confessed, "Behold, Lord," he said, "half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." Today, you and I may be absolutely amazed at Zacchaeus' unexpected and immediate confession, but the response of Jesus is even more moving. Immediately upon this sinful man's confession, Jesus forgave Zacchaeus fully and completely. Today, Jesus said, "Salvation has come to this house." Oh, if there is any one story in the entire Bible that needs to be powerfully preached, widely proclaimed, and clearly taught in 1994, it is certainly the story of Zacchaeus. Only God knows the millions of hearts which are now burdened with unconfessed and unforgiven sin, grieving adults who now wish they would have spoken more often to their dear father and mother before they buried them. Divorced husbands and wives who would now give anything if they could just start over again with their family. Last December, Newsweek magazine carried an article by a lady from Miami, Florida. This computer consultant referred to her many mistakes in life, including her irresponsible acts in college, her past experiences with illegal drugs, and her several attempts at failed marriages. This distraught lady then concluded her article entitled, "Not All Bridges Can Be Burned," by saying, "Your life history is a permanent record. You can't shake it. You really can't burn your bridges," she lamented. "They are there forever," she said, "even if you change your name and even move to a new address." Oh, this is a horrible feeling to believe that there is no way to escape the guilt from your past sins and mistakes. Zacchaeus, the man in our text for today, he could have felt the same way. His life was surely filled with sinful acts, and yet when Zacchaeus met Jesus, he knew there was help and hope. Zacchaeus responded to Jesus' invitation. He confessed his sin openly, and Jesus forgave Zacchaeus completely and publicly. So then, for those of you listening today, especially those of you who are embarrassed, and those of you who have a guilty conscience over your past failures in your marriage, or your family, or your business, or from school, or whatever, God has good news for you. In His holy word, our gracious God tells us that if we say that we have no sin, we are simply deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. However, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so then, my friend, from this moment on, permit the devil to no more saddle, burden, or even torture you with the ugly remembrances of your past failures. You see, the forgiving and the nail-pierced hands of Jesus are open to you. The forgiving arms of the crucified Christ are outstretched, and they are ready to receive you. Your complete and perfect forgiveness is possible because when Jesus died on the cross, then God the Father graciously accepted this bloody sacrifice as a full and complete payment for all of your sins. In our text for today, Zacchaeus could have refused Jesus' invitation. He could have said, "No, I don't want to come down from this tree, and I don't want you to visit my house." But instead, Zacchaeus accepted immediately. And as a result of his faith in the Savior, Zacchaeus was healed from his sin, and he was prepared to enter the kingdom of God eternally. All of this happened, it would seem, simply because Zacchaeus came down from the tree. Coming down out of the tree did, of course, help. By coming down out of the tree, Zacchaeus was able to meet Jesus. However, Zacchaeus also had to come down in another way. Zacchaeus had many personal hang-ups, and because of the many temptations of his profession, Zacchaeus knew that he had not lived a very God-pleasing life, and so in order to meet Jesus, Zacchaeus had to come down, not only from the tree, but in order to get to know Jesus and to receive the help Jesus was offering, Zacchaeus had to come down from his personal hang-ups of sin and guilt and unworthiness. Oh, there are many people today who are spiritually hung up also on their great burdens of guilt, and the devil has convinced millions that they cannot approach God for forgiveness because their sins and their failures have been so great. For example, some time ago, a nationwide study showed an unexpectedly large number of parents feel that they have been failures in raising their children. If we could only do it all over again, they say, we would spend more time with our children. We would place their needs first in our lives instead of our own. These, of course, may be the feelings of many parents today, and their perceptions of failure may even be 100% correct. And furthermore, outside of the God of grace, there really is no hope for this. But in Jesus Christ, the sinful past is all wiped away, and there is a new start and a new future. If you, therefore, are one of those parents who feels you have failed your own children, stop thinking about yourself and concentrate instead your thoughts and feelings upon the God of grace and the God of mercy and love. The past is the past. You cannot change that. But your future can be changed, and the power for that change lies in the blood-stained crucifixion cross of Jesus Christ. When Jesus suffered and died on the cross, he died for all of your sins, all of your shortcomings, and all of your past failures. But Jesus did not remain on the cross forever, like an abandoned corpse. His body was placed in a tomb, and 3 days later, praise God, when Jesus rose from the dead, he then declared victory over sin, death, and the power of guilt. This victorious resurrection power of Jesus Christ can now be yours, and this power is for you the source of a new life and a new start. In Christ Jesus, the old has passed away and all things are new. Other people, even some of your very closest friends, may continue to look back at your past sins and mistakes, but God will not do this. In Christ, God refuses to see all those sins of yours which are covered by the sin-atoning blood of His Son, Jesus. And so, even for people who do not claim to be religious, the story in the Bible about Zacchaeus is extremely interesting. Originally, Zacchaeus had climbed a tree for no other reason than to get a good look at the man so many people were talking about. To be sure, Zacchaeus had no intentions whatsoever of getting involved with this man or the religion that he represented. There are, of course, many people like Zacchaeus today. Instead of climbing a tree to see Jesus, they turn on their television on Sunday morning. And in this way, in the privacy of their own room and from the comfort of their easy chair or their sofa, they also, like Zacchaeus, they try to observe Jesus without becoming involved. And if you are one of those who has tried to impartially observe religion and Jesus, then you have a real surprise. Jesus permits no one merely to observe him. He did not permit this of Zacchaeus, and he will not permit this of you. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "He who is not with me is against me." In another situation, Jesus said, "Everyone who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven." But, Jesus said, "He who denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Jesus called Zacchaeus down out of the tree in order to eat at his house. Today, Jesus is calling you to come down from your hang-up of indifference or guilt or unworthiness. Your Savior Jesus is asking you to come to your house, to your home, to your family, and into your heart. And as you consider the invitation, always remember Jesus' gracious promise, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." So then begin today. By the power that God is now promising you, cast aside all of your indifference, come down from your hang-ups of guilt or unworthiness, and then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ This is a special invitation from Jesus to you. Today, Jesus is asking to come into your home and into your heart. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.